If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
On a previous episode of Shadow Realm...
VCG said you'd be coming.
You can talk? I don't understand. Are you saying that Ravan has come back to life? I set off through the trees. A rush of energy spread through my body as I inhaled the forest air, infused with the aroma of wild plants. I pictured Ma lying strapped to a life support machine. The last copy of the book was hers, and hers alone. I couldn't let her wake up and find it missing. No. No, it couldn't get to Ravan. But if this was Ramayan land, why was there no Ram? Where was Hanuman? It was all so confusing.
What is most admirable about a skilled storyteller is that he leaves wide open the scope of possibility. Which is, after all, the very purpose of imagination.
There he was, balancing in a Dhanurasana, a yoga pose that mimicked the curve of a bow. His left leg swerved out behind him and was clutched by his left arm, while his upper body and right arm pointed straight ahead. He was now in a saffron-colored robe. His staff was no longer made of wood, but instead was like the golden wand of a sorcerer.
Balance, boy. Is the key to focus.
That tattoo on your right arm. It reads Vishvamitra in Sanskrit. So it is true. You really are the same Rishi Vishvamitra who taught Ram the art of warfare. How can you still be alive? The Ramayana happened almost 7,000 years ago.
And what part of history details my death?
So you've just been walking the earth this whole time?
Not just me. 12 immortals of Indic wisdom have traversed the planet since the days of Ram. Each awaits the opportunity to work with the next Arya. Hanuman has been waiting too. Now, after all these years, here you are, in Arya, who has descended from the warrior race.
Wait. Ma always said she belonged to the lineage of Aryas. So...
Your name stands true to your purpose. But will this be the Arya to save a history that is in danger of being erased?
Arya the brave, protector of the people.
I wanted so desperately to get back to Ma with the book. But it became clear to me that my arrival in the Wild Woods was no mere coincidence. It was a journey to heal something even larger than Ma. It was a journey to protect the Vanar tribe and secure the history of my clansmen. I know what Ma would want me to do, so there was only one thing left to say. This Arya will. I am the protector of the people.
Then it is time for this Arya to be inducted into the Vedic martial arts.
Rishiji closed his eyes and moved his arms around as if in a trance. The faint blue glow of Brahman Shakti stemmed from his fingertips. The glow intensified with each move and gradually concentrated into a bright ball of blue sparkle that he balanced on his right ring finger. Out of this ball, he slowly formed a shiny black cast iron bow. It looked like it weighed a ton, but he balanced it on the tips of his fingers like a feather and then twirled it like a baton.
Strength reaches infinite levels when a warrior is in possession of the Astra. The Brahma Astra is an advanced divine weapon handed over to those who spend years in training under the Guru, as Ram did with his Guru.
Wait a second. You're not asking me to apprentice under you for 7 years, are you?
No. These days, the seven seers recognize the need to make adjustments. But you'll need to keep your spirits high if you are to bypass the rightful years of apprenticeship.
I'll do my best.
An Astra is selected for its suitability. A young boy, with an inquiring mind and an eternal fire, must fight fire with fire. Of course, the Agni Astra, the ancient, divine weapon of fire, that will be your Astra.
Is it like a lightsaber?
Huh?
You know, from Star Wars. Is it like a laser sword that shoots out fireballs? Because that would be off the hook.
No. That is not our culture, boy. Bows and arrows. That is our culture.
Okay, I was only curious.
The Agni Astra can be highly destructive if used with evil intent. I cannot give you the entire Astra. Only a small portion. Enough to equip you with what you need for battle.
I want to hold it.
Wait. First you must quell your internal fire. If not, then you act in haste.
But you said that I am to fight fire with fire.
If fire is your ultimate goal, then how are you any different from a Rakshas?
But doesn't Agni mean fire? Isn't that the whole point?
It's not fire that powers up the weapons. Only a bow infused with the divine mantras can release an arrow of fire. But unless it's used in self-defense, it can wreak great havoc.
I think I understand.
Now, are you ready for the Agni Astra?
I'm ready.
Om Agne Namaha.
I bow down to invoke the power of Lord Agni.
Om Agne Namaha. Om Agne Namaha. Om Agne Namaha. Om Agne Namaha. Om Agne Namaha.
A jagged white light reached out from the top of his head. It hovered back and forth in the sky like a lighthouse beam signaling ships to sea. Then it lowered, orbiting three times around my torso before coming to a rest at the crown of my head. My senses became heightened. All around me, the forest turned sharp and vibrant. The white light changed to the blue light of Brahman Shakti, and the vibrations of Brahman energy seeped through the cellular layer of my outer body, slowly making its way through my core.
Om Magne Namaha. Om Magne Namaha. Om Magne Namaha.
The Astra makes you one with the universe. Infused with the Brahman Shakti and the mighty Agni Astra, things will be different now. Use the weapon sparingly, and you shall find what you seek. You have a large bow and three arrows, one made of bronze, one made of silver, and one made of gold. Start with the lesser. Proceed to the greater. Once you have released all your arrows, the astra power will diminish to a flicker. But at all times, be aware of impulsive use and the astra's mighty power.
I picked up the quiver of arrows and slung it over my shoulder. I couldn't believe it. My cast iron bow felt as light as a feather.
Thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Aria Chronicles. Visit thearyachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Coming up on Shadow Realm.
What is that? Oh my God!
And who are you? Protector of the monkeys?
Stay tuned for more.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.